back to the Cornerstone Baptist Church Leeds podcast, Discipleship in Challenging Times. Today is Easter Saturday, and we read of the burial of Jesus. Going to read from John's Gospel, John chapter 19, and beginning at verse 38. First of all, though, we pray together. Lord, we ask for your presence with us this morning by the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we ask for your presence with us today by the power of the Holy Spirit. Strengthen us to hear your word and to receive it deeply into our hearts and lives. Lord, if we need a word of encouragement, we ask that you would encourage us. As we need a challenge, may we hear that from your word. Lord, however you want to speak to us today, we want to say that we are open to you. May we hear your voice, and in the power of the Holy Spirit, may we respond to it. In Jesus' name. Amen. So, John chapter 19 and reading from verse 38. Later, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly because he feared the Jews. With Pilate's permission, he came and took the body away. He was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who earlier had visited Jesus at night. Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds. Taking Jesus' body, the two of them wrapped it, with the spices, in strips of linen. This was in accordance with Jewish burial customs. At the place where Jesus was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb, in which no one had ever been laid. Because it was the Jewish day of preparation, and since the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there. Easter Saturday is such a strange day. If we imagine what it would have been like for the first disciples, I think we can quickly see the sense of hopelessness, of difficulty, of darkness. Jesus has died on the cross, and Jesus is not yet risen from the dead. Of course, he has prophesied that this will happen. He has told them again and again that on the third day he would rise. But the disciples haven't understood. They haven't got it. And so on Easter Saturday, darkness has fallen. Sometimes I think we need to just sit with that, and we need to recognize that in the journey of discipleship there are dark and difficult times. If you're feeling low today, if you're feeling weary, if you are not seeing the way forward, then the first disciples were there before you. And of course, as we've seen with Jesus, he agonized in the garden. Of course, there is great hope in the gospel, and we're going to think about that glorious hope as it bursts through in resurrection power tomorrow. But nevertheless, there are times of silence when we cry to God and we don't hear his voice answering us in return. There are times of confusion when we don't know which way to go. in this time of coronavirus, in this time of lockdown, in this time of social distancing and self-isolating. Now may be one such time for you. May God come to you. May God lighten your darkness. If today is an Easter Saturday for you, may he break in power. For actually we are in a different place from the first disciples. By his grace, by his Spirit, we can see that Jesus not only died but also rose. We do know that he has sent his Holy Spirit into our hearts. So where there is uncertainty, we can know that Jesus is with us and he will see us through. And there's a final thought here as well about Joseph of Arimathea and about Nicodemus. Both these men, to a degree, were following Jesus secretly. Nicodemus, you may remember, came to Jesus in John chapter 3 by night because he was afraid of what others might say. Joseph of Arimathea, probably a rich man, was a secret disciple of Jesus. God wants to lead us beyond that. He reminds us in his word in Romans that we need to confess with our mouths as well as believe in our hearts. And so there is a challenge to all of those who follow Jesus secretly. But these secret disciples are nevertheless loved by Jesus. Jesus met with Nicodemus where he was and spent time with him and led him on. And Joseph of Arimathea here in this reading is clearly getting bolder. And I think we can surmise that after Jesus' resurrection, he became a more open disciple of Jesus. If he didn't, then it's a problem for him that here in John's Gospel he is mentioned by name. But I think it's a fair assumption that he became a full-on follower of the Lord Jesus. Are you following him secretly? Perhaps you're tuning into this podcast, you have dropped out of church even before the physical meeting stopped, and maybe you're just engaging with Jesus here and there. Maybe that you're afraid to speak about him. It may be that your family don't know that you are thinking of following him. Alternatively, it may be that you're holding on to faith by your fingertips, wondering if you can believe. Jesus speaks to you today, a secret disciple of Jesus, and says, I love you. I want to meet you right where you are. I want you to hear afresh my call. Follow me. We pause before a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you and we praise you that when we experience darkness and difficulty, we are not alone. Thank you that you show us in the scriptures that this actually is part and parcel of the normal Christian life. Lord, you bring great joy into our lives. You give us so many good things. And yet, Lord, sometimes for some people, there is darkness. Lord, on Easter Saturday, we lift ourselves to you. We pray in the words of the old Anglican Collect that you would come and lighten our darkness today. And Lord, we also pray for others that we know who are suffering at this time, perhaps physically unwell with coronavirus COVID-19, perhaps with some other illness, maybe suffering physically, maybe suffering mentally. Come and lighten their darkness today. Family, friends, neighbours, work colleagues, those within our church fellowship. Be with them today by the power of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we pray for all secret disciples of Jesus. Thank you that God deeply loves all such. This is you. Believe that God just wants to reach into your life with his love and say to you, you are deeply, deeply loved. If you've perhaps fallen away from the faith, if you're afraid to speak out, if, like Nicodemus, you only come to Jesus by night, as it were, God loves you dearly and deeply. He meets you where you are, he forgives your sins, and he wants to draw you deeper. He wants you to follow the Lord Jesus more nearly and more dearly day by day. May God be with you as you journey on with him. And again, we pray for all such, those who may be known to us personally, who are struggling to believe, who are struggling to follow, who find it so hard to nail their colours to the mast and declare openly they are a follower of Jesus. Lord, we lift all to you and pray that you would strengthen and nourish by your word, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.